Can you crack the case? Dani was in shul, in a very, very serious shul, at the 7:20 a.m. minyan. Everyone's davening, with a lot of passion. Comes up to Shmona Esrei, and everyone's deep in their prayers. Dani's phone goes off, blasting loud. And usually when that happens, quickly, it's turned off. It was a very popular song, distracting everybody. But no one did anything. Dani didn't turn off the phone, and everyone else kept davening. Strange. What was he doing? The phone continued to go off 8 times. There were many people there who were stayed focused in what they were doing. They kept praying to Hashem, knowing that this is their Shmona Esrei, that's something external. An amazing place. There was one person, Naftali, who understandably was getting really annoyed. And he's thinking, how could Dani not care about the rest of us? He's so up high in his Shmona Esrei, and mine's getting destroyed. How could he let his phone go off once, twice, 3 times, 8 times? His Shmona Esrei versus mine? His Shmona Esrei is a mitzvah of Avera. It's a mitzvah that's only coming through a sin. And it's not even worth anything. Start saying all the worst things in the world. Naftali started going up to Dani after davening to say something. This is not how a Jew acts. Just go speak to your Rav. You have to pay more attention. You have to make sure your phone's off. And if your phone's not off, you have to stop your davening for mine. And as he gets there, the following happens. Now pause the video and see if you can crack the case to be Dan the Kavzchus. If you thought of something great, no matter what it was, you're exercising your muscle to learn to be Dan the Kavzchus to other Yidden, to learn to change the world. Naftali goes up to Dani, and before he hears him, as he approaches him, he hears him talking. And he says to the person, oh my gosh, after davening, I looked at my phone and I realized that it's not attached to my hearing aid. Naftali says, what, hearing aid? And Dani explains, he says, I have a hearing aid, and the only way I can ever hear my phone is if I link it to my hearing aid. In general, it's linked to my hearing aid. Before davening, I try and turn the phone off quietly in general, and this time, I forgot to link it to my hearing aid. Only after, when I looked at my phone, did I realize that my phone went off 8 times and it must have disturbed people. I feel so horrible. Imagine Naftali would have gone up to him with accusations, with negativity, with judgment. It would have been horrible. Naftali would have felt bad, and Dani would have felt bad. We always have a mitzvah to judge people favorably. And the people we'll help most with that is ourselves. We'll be happier. We'll be healthier. We'll be more positive. Let's work on stopping the negativity, stopping sinas chinam, stopping reasons to hate people. Sinas chinam is never chinam. It's always for a reason. I always hate someone for a reason, but it's a reason that I find. We have to find the reasons to love people, to judge people positively, to be good in the eyes of others, and to have people be good in our eyes. That's the lesson. Thank you very much, Chavetz Chaim Heritage Foundation, putting out Adraba. We have these amazing stories of Crack the Case.